Yes, with the introduction of these new requirements related to ETBS, also the requirements of the PTI should change because they are not changed yet, neither at European level, neither here in Geneva with the 1997 agreement. That's why we are again, as said, pushing for this, because we need to amend this this international agreement. We need to amend not the European directive. It will be introduced in the new roadworthiness package, the consideration of this new system, because if not, all those countries that are applying nowadays the reference breaking forces will probably need to change into any of the other methods considered in these regulations. Just reminding our presentation from September, the breaking demand values is not something standardized or, let's say, introduced previously, but we demonstrated that this information is already in the CAN bus, in the OBD of the vehicle. And as I said, from the inputs received from one of our members, FSD, the German Association for PTI, based on the reverse engineering that they did, they found these values and they can, let's say, translate it into the OBD interface for the PTI so that they can, and in some cases they are already applying based on their system. Thank you.